I want to welcome everybody again to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. It's November 6th, and we're into a new month. And, well, you know, I can't help but think, with everything that is taking place, especially in our nation, I know we have some Canadian listeners on the call, but especially in the United States, what's taking place this week? The reoccurring theme or the thought that kept going around and around in my head was simply winds of change. And, you know, as adults, we don't really like change as much as, let's say, kids. As a junior high youth pastor for a couple years, I discovered real quick that junior hires, every couple minutes, if you're not changing stuff and, you know, keeping it spontaneous, then you'll lose them. However, as adults, we get set kind of in our ways, and we're not so keen on change. And when a new computer program comes out or a new phone, we kind of dig our feet in and we drag a little. However, what's taking place not only in our nation, but around the world when it comes to wellness, we are poised as Nikan Wellness Consultants to really be at the forefront. And what I'm going to do this morning, just as a preface, we don't have a guest. We simply have everybody that's on the call. And if you would like to be part of a twofold discussion, I'm going to split the call about right in the middle if we can. It's not an exact science, but I want to spend the first part of the call, 15, 20 minutes or so, on what Nikan is doing to address change in our culture, in the arena of wellness, when it comes to the scientific evidence that's out there, specifically talking about the new products that Nikan is unveiling to the public for individual ordering a couple weeks from now, well, a week and a half, on November 15th. And I'm specifically referring to the new jewelry line, the new Ciaga V, which we already have, which is kind of a slide-in debut, but its official launch is next weekend, and then also the Kinko Light, that technology. So I want to talk about those things up front, and then switch gears and talk about the new enhancements. I've been speaking with quite a few people this week and last week about what Nikan's done to address the change in our financial market. Not only here, but around the world, to address that need and come up with a plan to really answer what I feel and what I see is a major, major issue, a major concern in our culture. So, on that note, if you want to ask a question, and again, if we can keep it to those new products, regarding the Optimizer and the Body Energizer. Let's address that because I've had some concerns out there, several emails, a few phone calls about, I can't believe they're going to take away that such great products, both of those in those two lines. Let's address that. If you have a question or comment or would like to be part of that, all you got to do on your phone is hit star 6. And if you do hit star 6, all I'd ask up front is that if you're on a cell phone, you don't use a headset because it produces a terrible, terrible echo. If you're driving, just pull over real quick, ask your question, and we'll do our best to answer it. Or if you've got a comment, something that you've discovered along the way about addressing these issues, jump on the line. Love to have you. So with all that being said, feel free to interrupt. I don't have a set list of people that I want part of the discussion. If you're on the line, you want to throw in a couple, 2 cents worth here, go for it. And if you've never done that, and if you feel a little shy, don't feel shy, because this is, yes, it's being recorded, but nobody's going to get upset if you ask something that seems a little bit silly, because trust me, there's no silly questions when it comes to this stuff. So let's address the issue of, first let's talk about the Biaxial Body Energizer and the PiMag Optimizer. Two incredible products. The Biaxial Body Energizer is a product right now that is running about a 50% callback. And what I mean by that is about 50% of them are having problems. And the biggest reason for that is you're dealing with six major moving parts in a device that is, again, the results, what it does for us as the users every day is absolutely incredible. It's second to none. However, Anthony Bove and his team has not had the ample opportunity to redevelop in its existing condition and give us a product that does not have the negative ramifications. Now, again, 50% of us that are getting out there, I still have one. Well, 5 of the 6 balls roll great, and it's fine. That's good enough for me because I've been told by the experts that you really only need about 2 on each foot to really get the results. 3 is wonderful, but you really only need 2. But with that being said, Niken and Anthony have already been working for months on developing a new biaxial body energizer, utilizing that technology, but refining it down so it doesn't have the moving parts, if that can be such a thing, and 2, just giving us a product that's one step ahead of anything that's out there to improve what we already have. The biaxial power mag has been redeveloped from the original Palm Mag, and it's working fantastic. They're not, from what I've been hearing, Niken's not dealing with any issues of RMAs. Now, I'm sure there might be a few out there, but across the board, as far as the volume of those being sold and people purchasing them, they're not dealing with that issue. So there's a new one already in the works, okay? So don't panic. When it comes to the PiMag Optimizer, this is a technology that we first were introduced to in St. Louis at the convention, which was in 2002. And that being said, that's 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, that we've had the same technology. It was revamped about 4 or 5 years ago, and we were given a bigger picture, a quieter motor, some more features in the display. However, it still needs to be updated, and that's what's in the works. And if you carefully read through the email that Niken sent out this week announcing the discontinuation of those two products, you also saw in there that it specifically said, look, in mid-November-ish, it's not an exact, you know, it's kind of a moving target, that we would have replacements for those products. And the people I've talked to face-to-face, they got a grin on their face when this person, specific person was in the know, and I won't name my source on this one. But it was really funny to see the grin on his face when I specifically questioned him. And I said, okay, I'll just stop there because I could see that what he knew was already going to be unveiled is way better than what we already had. And it's hard to think of something that's way better than the PiMag Optimizer that we have right now, especially what it does as far as producing the results. However, I am always led to trust where Niken is going when it comes to technology, and simply know that, okay, what's coming is better. So, I hear a couple people on the line. Questions, comments? Nope. Okay. We're going to keep moving then. Let's talk about, and I'm not going to get into the specifics on the benefits. If you did not receive the four and a half page document on the benefits of the Kinko Light, please email me and I will be happy to get that out to you. I attached it to my email last week. However, there are still people that are requesting it, and I'd like to just flood everybody out there, so that everybody has one of these documents so you can really read, and it's really nicely done. And what I would recommend is sitting down, reading through it, and highlighting some of the key points. Make those your talking points when sharing this with other people. Every single person that I've talked to in the last week, in the process of inviting them to our launch, which takes place next weekend, next Friday night here in Portland, is simply saying, you know, I noticed that they have this type of emotional, you know, mood therapy. You can call it a lot of different names, LED light at Costco. And I just up front say, you know, I didn't even glance at the price. I just saw it, you know, boom, hey, it's there. So it's the norm. It's out there. We're not talking about introducing magnetic insoles to people. in a market where there is nothing even close to that. I mean, back in 1989, when Nikan came to the North American marketplace, there was no magnetic insoles, period. Well, with this light, we already have them. And when a store like Costco, as big as they are, is carrying them, people are in the know. I'm talking to a friend yesterday, and I invited her and her husband to come to our launch next weekend. And I said, you know, one of the new products that Nikan is unveiling is we call it our happy light, but it's called a Kinko light. And it emits the natural energy of the sun in a way that the body can absorb to build the vitamin D, to build the immune system. And she said, oh, I know all about those. My daughter, Catherine, she does this, da, 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 and she works with a guy that uses one of those all the time. Oh, I'd like to see that. You know, and that's the response that we're going to see over and over, because people who are, let's just say they're wanting to be well, who want to get that upper hand, who want to see what's out there as far as technology, they will be aware of what's going on. So what I encourage you to, if you don't have your light because you weren't in Cancun or you weren't able to order one then, make sure you get to your product launch and check this thing out. Because yes, go ahead, Joe. Yes, you've had your light, and you've been using it for over a week now.
I want to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Why would people want to buy a Kinko light as opposed to going to Costco? Would you just mind telling me, so how would you address that?
Well, I would go back again on the years that Nikan has spent. Let me put it to you this way. I know over the years, when it comes to products, Nikan has always stated, and this when we come up with a great product idea, like, for example, more consumables, like natural organic shampoos, toothpaste, you know, that kind of body wash soap, that kind of thing, what they always come back to the field and say is, you have to understand, we as a company and the product development team will not go into any product line unless there is some sort of exclusive edge that we can deliver to the end user. So that being said, the same thing with the Kinko light. With this particular light, look at the ramifications. Oh, it may be similar to one that, you know, Costco sells. Yeah, that's true. But wouldn't it make more sense to go to a company that's got 35 years of expert experience in the wellness industry, rather than, you know, a Sharper Image who is known for creating gadgets that make life easier, but the almighty dollar was Sharper Image's end goal, and that's why the company doesn't exist today? And for a quick review, for those of you who weren't aware of this, several years ago, when the Better Business Bureau in the state of California took Sharper Image, you know, they just held them to the, you know, called them on the carpet and said, look, you cannot produce a air wellness an air purifier that produces ozone as a negative side effect. And, well, Sharper Image does not exist today because of that. Too many people were developing too many nasal issues as well. So the
you want a physical?
Pardon?
You want a physical?
Well, let me finish this one thought, and then, yeah, absolutely. It's, again, staying one step ahead and then incorporating what technology is. Mom, you just started reading Dr. Joseph Lieberman's book.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to give you the two that was given on one of the calls, and that was the two primary physical reasons that stand out to me right up front was most of the lights out there on the market, and I haven't seen any that come close to what they're talking about with ours that aren't fluorescent, are fluorescent. Okay, so that's really what we've got to compare them to as far as full spectrum. And the fluorescent tubes are, one, environmentally unsafe. They give, they're made with the heavy metals, mercury, and they have to dispose of them, so they're not good for our environment, which is a huge factor. And then the other huge factor to our bodies while we're using them is that ours is a non-flicker. Fluorescent tubes are always have a flicker, which diminishes our energy. Because it's a strain, a stress on the body, it's continually flickering at a very fast pace that we cannot see or know that we see. Our eye sees it and affects our body, affects our eyes, and it affects the stress level of our body because it's continually going off and on, off and on, off and on. And ours is not done that way because it's an LED light. So those are two major ones.
Now, Joe, you had asked in an email that I'm looking at right now is some quick questions. How do I position it? In what size room is it, you know, most effective? It has more joints than me, so what are some effective options? I love that one. And it curves up front. Why? Let me go, if that little curve is aimed at me, am I getting the benefit? I haven't spent the time to really research and know exactly what all the different quirks are about the Kinko light. The calls that I've been a part of and the conversations that I've had with folks is that simply having it on close enough to you, you're going to pick up the benefits. The closer you are, I love the way that Roger Drummer addresses, the closer you are, I mean, sitting under it, you know, 6 to 8 inches from your face is fantastic. Now, obviously, for, you know, being a productive concerns, you're not going to be able to lay there all day with it that far from your face. However, the closer, I have enjoyed sitting next to it, reading every morning. I have discovered late at night, as Stacy says, that's not giving you any energy. You're still falling asleep. Well, when you wake up at 5 o'clock, 5:30 every morning, about 9:30, 10 o'clock, your body starts naturally slowing down. And I don't want it to wake me up. But I know the energy is there, calming and relaxing my body into the state that it needs to be. So it's not, I don't think it's really a big concern on how to position. Just be exposed to the light. And I love the point that you addressed in your email here, Joe, about the fact that it sure makes reading so much nicer because of just the nice natural light that it puts off. It's not too bright. It's not too dim. It's just, and you can adjust that. That's another beautiful aspect that Nikan built into this one is that you can adjust it for high and low. You asked about, you know, how does the Kinko light help to wake up on dark mornings? do you have to turn it on so Bill wakes up? The beautiful thing about that is what I recommend if your spouse is still sleeping, you can set it on low. If you don't want to get out of bed, but you've got it there on your nightstand, you can set it to a lower setting that's not too bright, but you're still going to get the benefits of it. One of the comments that I did learn this last week that Nikan is already, and this is what I really truly appreciate them, they introduce a new product and they're already looking at ways to improve it for the future. For example, they want to develop built into it, or as a side on that we can plug into it, a built-in timer that we can use as an alarm clock so that when we set it to wake us up at, you know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., whatever, and in the wintertime, especially when it's still dark out at that time of year, that it will gradually come on over the course of a few minutes to naturally wake us up like the sunlight would naturally wake us up in the summertime.
And if you want to jump the gun on that, which this morning we did for the first time, I set a timer on it, just one that, you know, we had in the house, a timer, and Dad said, oh, that was really nice.
See, you have that benefit because the redhead that I'm married to would not come back with that comment. Because I wake up at least an hour and a half to 2 hours before she does.
We wanted to be on the call, and I set it in the corner. It wasn't shining, you know, for reading or anything. I moved it down to the corner of the floor, and it was just a dentist. Gee.
So, Joe, does that...
the blind, and I don't want to open the blind. It's dark outside.
Joe, does that did that kind of answer your questions that you'd asked?
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. And, you know, the fun thing about any new product with Neekin is once we get it out there and once we start using it, we're all, I mean, this is a, specifically on this product alone, I've been emailing back and forth with Barb Satterwhite, who I know is on the call, about just addressing some of the wonderful benefits that we're going to drive. It's like much like Carolyn Tannenholt said years ago, a fellow Diamond President's Club member. She made the comment that every time Neekin introduces a new product, I just immediately, kind of a blind faith, like a lemming, just jumping off of a cliff, just purchase it and start using it. And she said, and within days or sometimes even minutes, but over the course of time, I noticed that we've just added one more layer of wellness to our wellness home. And
hey, can I?
Benefit. Yes, go ahead, Angelique.
Hi, you know my voice. That's all.
I'm really good when it comes to voice recognition. You just give me a couple times.
Well, I have a question and a couple comments.
Go for it.
Okay, the question is now that we've been using the Kinko Light for just a little over a week with me and Ben and my husband, is there too much time with that? Can you use with that light? Is there a certain amount of time that you're supposed to use or not use?
It's much like the other technologies, especially the newer, the advanced ones. For example, let's talk about the biaxial. I remember Dave Balzer years ago when somebody asked the question, why can't Neekin take the biaxial and the Kinko Wave technology, which is a product we no longer have, and incorporate into one so we can use it at the same time and get the benefits of the light technology and the super-duper magnetics all in one at the same time. And his comment was this, and I thought this applies, it's apropos to every product that we have. His comment was simply that we have to allow the cells in our body enough time to absorb that technology.
Okay.
And if we expect to get all the benefits of light therapy, you know, in an hour shot, and then that's it, and expect it to really, you know, work and change the cells in our body, we're expecting too much. However, little doses are the same thing with the biaxial body energizer. If you put your feet on it for 15, 20 minutes, you're going to get a good charge. Turn it off. Go do what we would normally do throughout the day, our activities, and let the body absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
And then do that. So I would simply answer that question by saying, few minutes here, few minutes there. It's not going to hurt. You'll never get too much.
Right. Okay.
Body has a natural way of just kind of throwing off the extra that it can't, you know, process or use of the good things.
Right.
So.
Well, the other comment I was going to make on the products was Ben's been using it. He usually gets up and does a little computer time before he goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been commenting on at school very first thing in the morning, you know, wow, he's happy today. And, like, yesterday he was running to class. I mean, literally, you know, that excited and happy, and he was running to class. I mean, he normally is happy, but a little extra happy.
And for the record,
good.
For those who don't know much about your son, Ben, he is now 11, 12?
11.
11, and he deals with autism. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to give him that extra boost in the morning. And I think, Angelique, as you've discovered, as the mother of an autistic child, that the more we use all the technologies in the wellness home, the more that we see the benefit, you know, and it may not be a, you know, huge thing, but a little more happiness, hey, we'll take it, right?
Yeah. And I just want to ditto what you said before. My question was about, you know, not, you know, taking a leap of faith and knowing what Neekin's coming out with is just going to, you know, add to your wellness. It's just extremely, too. I didn't even have to take a second thought about, you know, purchasing these, you know, the power bands, which are fantastic, by the way. They are so light that you don't even notice that they're there. They're
mm-hmm.
that light
mm-hmm.
compared to the green ones that we have.
Compared to the sports bracelet that we had before.
And the neat thing is I haven't been able, with the sensitivities that Ben has had, I haven't been able to get him to wear a necklace, the gold chain, or the sports band. And he bit the, I guess because it was irritating to him, he bit the sports band in two. But now I've been using the power band, which was a good lesson. Don't try that, not unless you're sitting right there. And with the power band, he has kept them both on for 15 minutes at a time. So for me, I'm just going to build him up until he can, you know, wear them for an hour and then eventually longer. And then eventually he won't notice that they're even, I mean, you know, he won't, he'll just accept them. And I love the connecting part at the where it connects, the little round thing that pushes into the other thing. And the fact that you can wear these in the water or shower or the swimming pool.
And you're not going to deal with the little, the one frustration I have with the sports bracelet is that, as you said, you can wear them in the water. These you can, however, that it's just, you can tell they're not designed for that. And it
right.
does, you know, it does tend to break them down. So there again, the sports bracelets, both the Shannon Miller design and the original, the green one, fantastic technology. However, with the power bands, we're just taking it up a step. Is that to say, you know, if you're having great results like I am with the sports bracelets, that I need to throw those away and go get? No, the nice thing is I can incorporate what's new but still use what we already have. But Angelique brings up a really good point, is that we have to go against this system here as a culture, okay, as wellness consultants. We have to continue with an open mind, believe and trust that the company that we've aligned ourselves with is always going to be one step ahead of what's out there. And, you know, they've had a few curveballs over the years, over my 18 years experience, where they introduce something that looks like it's really going to be a good fit, and then it doesn't. However, those have been so minor. And, again, it was a modification. The ones I'm thinking of were simply a modification of an existing technology. And then it was not even a few months later they went back to the drawing board and developed a whole new system to make it right. And 99% of the time, if we have a product that is no longer on the product line, it wasn't because Nikan didn't see it as a viable product. It's simply because the manufacturer either changed their original plan, their original purpose, or they changed their agreement. And so we haven't been able to discover a replacement. I.e. the water bottles, which comes up, just so you guys know, every single President's Club call, every single month, there's always a member of the President's Club that asks Doug Braun, give us an update on the water bottles. And his response every single time is that when we have enough in the warehouse, we will introduce it. They were really hoping that that would be the case for next weekend. But it's not. And he said, Doug said, I know you guys too well that when we introduce this, you're going to go crazy with it. And he said, so I know. He said, right now, we've got enough in the warehouse to maintain a steady flow for how many we know based on our previous experience and tracking how many that we know we would be shipping out that you guys would be placing orders for. He said, however, that being said, we do not have enough in the warehouse to sustain a regular launch, because we would go completely nuts with it. So, let's see. We're almost. I want to switch gears here. Was there anything else regarding the new products? What's coming out? What they're modifying? What they're changing? Before we switch gears and talk about the enhancements and marketing.
Okay.
Yes. Did I hear someone? No. Okay.
Yeah, Vance, this is Lyle.
Oh, go ahead, Lyle.
Okay, we've had the products, of course, for a couple of weeks, and I definitely would like to pass on our downline, who is a jeweler, and that the light, he has noticed when using his computer that he does longer need his glasses to see the screen, that the screen is much more clear and brighter and does not strain his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He has one of the lights at his jewelry bench at his store, and his work is much more clear. His eyes don't strain and hurt at the end of the day like the normal fluorescent light that he's had there. And the he's had a pain in his elbow all the time from working on jewelry, and he's always put a super mini tape to his elbow. And with the power band, he does not need to do that now. He noticed that his arm does not hurt. And he had some great comments about the new jewelry, about the construction of it, and how much longer it's going to last, and the quality of the jewelry.
Hmm. Interesting. So we're already getting stories, and we're going to find a lot more of those. Thank you, Lyle. I appreciate that for passing that on. Let's talk about. Barb, do you want to share this testimony yourself, Barb Satterwhite, or do you want me to just read it? Barb just sent me something via email. I'm just going to read it. And Barb, you can elaborate it if you feel the need. I used the Kinko light for several hours both days last week, and not only was the light so comfortable for working at my desk, but there was a noticeable upward shift in my mood that last weekend, the whole weekend. Sustaining good feelings all weekend can be difficult for me due to fatigue, worries, and work. So it was a real pleasure to have the whole weekend of feeling good. The only thing I can credit for those good feelings is the time I spent under the Kinko light. And this is not coming from Barb, actually. This is coming from Debbie Bowie at the Rock Scissors Paper Institute. And she goes on to say, I am a feng shui practitioner, so I'm always looking for items with good feng shui. The Kinko light is good feng shui because it emits a comfortable light that can be adjusted to the task at hand, is easy to set up and use immediately, and an attractive design with a touch of red for a little pop of positive energy. And it's completely adjustable so the light can shine wherever it is needed. What a great light source. Good feng shui, good feelings, good light, good design, and it's really a good investment. Barb, thank you so much for passing that on. That's a keeper right there. And as I was told when I first started with Nikan, when you start seeing stories like this, start making your own file. Collect them, because this is a great short testimony to use when talking to people about the Kinko light. So, okay, let's switch gears. I had a fantastic conversation with Dave Johnson yesterday, specifically about the enhancements, the modification in Nikan's existing compensation plan. A little background here, and I shared this previously on another call, that we're dealing with a compensation plan that has not been changed since Nikan came to the North American marketplace. And even before then, they did not change what they had going in other countries. Now, the names, the titles of different ranks were different. If you go to the Asian countries where Nikan's in existence, they have different names and titles, but the ranks are all still the same. The top MLM companies that are in the top 100 list, on average, 18 times, when you look at those top companies, their compensation plan was tweaked or modified or changed. Nikan has still not. That, as Dave and I were discussing yesterday, is really a negative in the sense that the solid existing network marketing companies out there, none of them, absolutely none of them, have a breakaway compensation plan. What I mean by that is once you hit a leadership level, as in the silver level that we have, none of them have an existing plan that once you hit it, you're locked in for life. And hear me when I say this, that inactivity is actually rewarded. What I mean by that, and Dave and I were discussing this, and he pointed this out, that we as silvers and above get to maintain our status for not doing anything more than what we would normally do anyways, and that is purchase $100 worth of products. That maintains our active status. However, we know as a silver, to be qualified to get paid in earnings on our downline silvers and above, that 6%, we have to generate 2,000 personal group volume. Well, you know, if we don't have any silvers underneath of us, we're still rewarded the 20% commission back on any of the purchases that we make. That, in a sense, and I kept thinking about this all day yesterday, I kept pondering about that, you know, we're actually rewarding an activity, and it's not healthy, in the sense that we, and how many of us who have been in Nikan for a while, have seen people that have been pushed to silver. In other words, they are working with somebody in the organization, and all of a sudden they get pushed to silver, and 6 months later, they're not doing anything other than buying the $100. And maybe some of us have been in that position where we're just you know, buying our products every month, collecting our 20% rebate, and we're not concerned about getting any overrides off of our silvers. That, to me, is much like the welfare system that we have in our country. And I'm not saying that welfare is bad. It is a great hand up, is the way it was intended, to give somebody a hand up, not a handout, but a hand up for a certain period of time to allow them to get back on their feet. The problem lies in the fact is when we keep making it a handout and reward people for staying there. And that's where it's bad for everybody involved, because it just causes an increase of taxes. Those of us who are working are spending more on taking care of people that have no motivation to work. And this same system, what Nikan has discovered, is that we have to change so that we cannot reward inactivity. 50.5% of Nikan's business in North America is coming from the active silvers who are qualifying every month. So Nikan said, hey, it's obvious. We have got to reward those people and give them more of an upper edge. And that's exactly what they've done. I would say forward-thinking leaders that are out there, and if you're seeing a negative that I'm not seeing, I don't want to discuss it on this call, because I am not going to be responsible for spreading negativity. I have yet to see any negative attribute about this enhancement. And if you're seeing one, please call me after the call. Email me so we can set up a time and discuss it, and I can help. I can more understand where you're coming from, but I'm not seeing any negative. And again, the President's Club members, the Leadership Council members that have been in the know discussing this for months, have been saying, okay, look, we desperately need something to reward the people who are active. Now, those who are, and let me break it down for those of you who are unfamiliar. You can look at, go through the, I was just trying to pull up the slide and I couldn't find it, but I know it's there. The new compensation plan slide that Nikan has developed. This really only affects silvers and golds, which I, as a diamond, I think it's unfair. I think it needs to, you know, affect platinums and above, not just silvers and golds. But again, the majority of Nikan's business, 50.5%, was coming from the active silvers. So that's huge. If that over half of Nikan's business is coming from one group of people, and it really is only 8.5%, 8.5% of the people with the silver rank are generating that much, it is obvious those are the ones we need to reward. And the reward is simply, again, that once you hit the rank of silver, or if you are a qualified silver maintaining 2,000 personal group volume a month, that's month one. Right now, November, this was unveiled, went into effect November 1st. So November is month number one. Well, included in your December 15th commission check will be an extra 1% bonus. So that's 5% more, if you break down the numbers, than what you were getting before. In addition to your 20% on your personal group volume, you're going to get an extra 1%. If you generate $2,000 in personal group volume and that's it, you maintain your qualification, well, you're going to earn $400 plus an extra 10% plus an extra 20. If I'm doing the math right, right? 1% of $2,000 would be an extra $20. Okay, a lot of people think, well, big deal. Well, if you add that up over the course of a year and that's all you did, that starts to get really exciting because that's extra free money that you weren't getting before. But it doesn't just stop there. In December, if you maintain and you hit at least 2,000 personal group volume, then you don't earn the 1%, but you earn 1.5% that month. Okay? And then again in January, if I'm going over this too fast or if I'm missing something, I messed up here because it's 2 months. 2 months qualification, earn the 1%, then 1.5% on your third month, and then on the fourth month, my brain is correcting itself as I do this, the fourth month of qualification, then you are eligible, and from that point forward, all you got to do is maintain your qualification, 2,000 PGV as a silver, 1,500 PGV as a gold, and you will be eligible from that point forward for an extra 2% from Nikken over and above your 20% on your personal group volume. Now, here is the only thing that money's got to come from somewhere because Nikken just can't create it. as our country has done, well, we'll just print up more money. No, Nikken can't just print up more money to pay out. You have to pull it from somewhere. That's the beauty of our compensation plan, is it's destined for the long haul. Companies that exist out there that you'll hear about, we've all heard of them, that say, oh, we pay out 75% of every dollar that comes into our company goes back out, and we pay down infinity. Well, those companies are not set up for the long haul. Oh, they'll make a big splash for 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years, but they won't be around, because you can't sustain that over the long haul. And if that's what you want, you just want a fly-by-night, opportunities, then go for it. However you want something to link arms with for the rest of your life, well, then you got to have something that's set up for the long haul. If you are a silver or a gold and you don't meet that benchmark, 2,000 as a silver, 1,500 as a gold, then you will be eligible from this point forward for a 15% on your personal group volume. Now, is that a negative? No. Nikken's just saying, hey, we're not going to reward those who aren't, qualifying every month. Because that's what the qualification is. Look at the compensation plan. It's always been there. The problem is we've become sedentary, if I can use that word, and we've kind of said, hey, we only have to do this. And that in my mind, is poor thinking if we look at it as if we only have to do that. Because let me use a sports analogy here. Let's look at the Detroit Lions. They hadn't won a game so far this year. And if you're not a football fan, just bear with me. But the team that played them last week, and I can't remember which team it was, but they can go into that game with the mentality, well, these guys haven't won a game, so it's not going to be a big deal. This should be an easy win for us. Well, the problem is when it comes in sports, and it's the same analogy in life, that we will only rise to the level of our opponent. And when Nikken puts in the compensation plan, all you have to do is this, we're only going to go that far. I think that's Ralph that's on the line again. I can hear the canine. Or somebody else. Question, comment. Somebody demuted your line and is allowing us to be able to hear the dog barking. I think it's a dog. Maybe it's a parrot. But anyways, I'm open for discussion here. And again, if you're seeing something that just is rubbing you the wrong way with this, then let's talk about it off the call. But any other thoughts on that? I only see this from the positive, is that Nikken had to change. We couldn't continue going down the reward of saying to people, hey, all you have to do is this, and you're locked in for life, and you don't ever have to do anything. That doesn't encourage us to continue building business builders. It does not continue to encourage us to develop leaders. And that's what we need to be doing. The other beautiful thing that Nikan modified is the lifestyle bonus. No longer auto home. No longer do you have to have an automobile or a home. So Nikan is not encouraging debt. If you're a gold or above, for example, if you're a gold wellness consultant, you've got three qualified legs every single month, you maintain that qualification for three consecutive months. Not only are you going to be working your way up to that extra 2%, but you will also be eligible for the lifestyle bonus. And if you're not familiar with how that works, it's simply 2% of your own group volume, 1% of your first level, silvers or above, 1% of your, your first and your second levels, anyway, just do the review if you're interested in finding out what that's all about. But it's huge. The thing that Stacey and I absolutely love about it is we don't know anybody with the last name Jones, so we are not trying to keep up with the Joneses, as we say here in America. So we don't care. And when our Toyota Sienna minivan is paid off next April, we're elated about the fact of collecting all of that money extra every single month and not having to pay out to a car payment, because the vehicle's only got 70,000 miles on it, which for an import is fantastic, and it works great, and it meets all of our family's needs. We don't necessarily have to go get a new vehicle. Sure, it's great to have one every few years, but do we have to have one? No. And so Nikan has discovered that, hey, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't necessarily want a new car every 3, 4, 5 years. So we're just going to simply reward them anyways with the lifestyle bonus. All Nikan asks is just tell them what you're doing with it. Keep us posted on what you're going to use it for a family vacation or using it to pay down debt. Whatever you're using it for, they want to know the stories. And we're seeing those with the Power Launch Bonus, how people say, you know, they put in those short testimonies, which I encourage you to read those. If you have not, stroll through them. They're absolutely fantastic. Boost of motivation and encouragement to see what people are doing with the Power Launch Bonus. So, okay, I'm out of words. Comments? Questions? If there are none, we're going to tie a bow on it, folks. And I hope I've given you a few nuggets.
Hi, Rosa, this is Molly.
Go ahead, Molly.
I'm sorry, our parents and grandparents, the way that company is doing now is absolutely the right thing to do, to reward people who are working. And we're not have some kind of loss for being inactive, we would forever stay where we are and not progress forward.
And Molly, that's being said by someone who, and you know, I'm never supposed to ask a female their weight or their age, but how many years young are you?
70 plus.
70 plus, okay. You know, and I really, really appreciate you making that statement, because while we were in Ethiopia 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago now, one of the big news stories that was taking place, and it's still taking place, is people are in an uproar in the country of France because they raised the pension age from 60 to 62. And the overwhelming mood is that we just can't handle that. We cannot work an extra 2 years. It's too difficult. It's too hard. And I sat there, and I'm not an expert on this subject at all. I will never claim to be. And I just kept thinking in my mind, though, that why are we encouraging people to become sedentary? You know,
yeah, that's the big government now has been doing the last 2 years, and there's no reason that people need to get up early and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
They just continue to bring up
Well, to raise children and more children, the government would reward them more.
Mm-hmm. The most happy people, that I would call seniors, because that's a term we can use in this country, that's politically correct. The most happy seniors that I know of are the ones that are the most active, and they're giving back, and maybe not, it's not for a paycheck, but their activity is being rewarded because of the fellowship, because they're doing something as a volunteer, or some of them maybe are working. Not all the greeters at Walmart that you see who are in the senior category are there because they have to be. Some of them actually enjoy it because they realize that, why do I need to retire? I don't want to go spend all my time playing shuffleboard or playing golf or, you know, whatever. Those are great, enjoyable activities. However, and I like the analogy that you're making here, Molly, that we need to reward activity. We need to really focus in on all the people that are active. And one other note, and I forgot to mention this, that the majority of non-qualified silvers and golds who are active, who have an auto ship, who have a couple people on auto ship, the majority of them out there in North America right now today are only, and again, this is not for all of them, but according to NECAN statistics, the majority of them are within a few hundred dollars of qualifying every month. So as leaders, if we are in that position and we're not quite there, look at where we're at, look at what it would take. How many more people could we put on autoship over the next few months? Could we go back to them and say, oh, you've got to try the way our company reformulated their liquid nutrition, our Siaga V, and look at what the results are, what we can benefit from versus what we had before. And let's look at what else is out there on the market. Jim Winger pointed out to me this week that he was looking at a product at a natural Whole Foods store in his neighborhood, and he said the second ingredient on the product was sugar in a liquid nutrition drink. And he started discussing it with the employee, and he realized, you know, we're not getting anywhere, so I'm going to stop. But Neekin's not putting stuff like that in there. So, you know, so that's, if we can go back to these people, if they're only a few hundred dollars from qualifying, and saying, what's it going to take to get you qualified, so you can start earning that extra, you know, 1-2% bonus. What do we need to do so we can reward activity, so we can be part of that group? This is huge, folks. And again, as Molly pointed out, NECAN's going in the right direction. So
it is for the entire growth of our own self, as well as our team, as well as our company, and as well as our nation. It is working that way. It's no backward or looking or working that would enhance the entire society will go forward.
Yeah, and again, that's one of the things that if you look at the read anything by the economists, they will always tell you that when a time of repression or depression or whatever, you know, when there's a slow economic, you know, growth, or there's a huge unemployment rate, the people who really excel and succeed in the long term, in the next few years, next 5-10 years, are those who have rolled up their sleeves and say, hey, it's time to work. It's time to get back to work. It's time to do what I need to do to get ahead. I'm not going to wait for Big Brother to give me another handout. Again, welfare is great for a time being, not to facilitate and encourage inactivity and to stay there. We need to realize that we've been doing ourselves a disservice. There are companies out there that have a compensation plan that if you're not active as a leader every single month, you not only can lose your rank, but you can lose your entire downline if you're not active. NECAN has never been about, they're not taking away rank, they're not taking away downline, they're never going to do anything like that. The ranks are still immediate and permanent. However, you're talking about a 5% change as a silver or a gold or above, that if we're not at our active, you know, personal group volume, that's where it's going to see the change. You know, so this is what we're dealing with. A change needed to take place. Getting an email from Barbara Satterwhite, you can't get into the line. I apologize, because all you're supposed to have to do is hit star six, and it's supposed to work, but obviously sometimes it doesn't work.
Can you hear me, Bob?
There we go.
Ah, okay. I never star sixed at the beginning, but anyway, that worked. I just wonder at a couple of things. That testimony just came in because I put the lamp out last weekend, and I now have it out with people on a waiting list for others. This, I've got to tell you the experience I had. I do an event once a year with this women's group, and it's a networking event our morning, and I had a booth there, but I only had half a table.
Okay.
I didn't want to have everything there, and I'm stewing the day before saying, I really don't want to carry my water system and put out this, because I have to drive to Virginia Beach to do a presentation afterwards and blah, 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 and it's raining. So I said, I'm just taking the new products. I took the light, and I took the new jewelry. I had my bag of goodies, like my power patches and everything, if I needed them, and I used them. But what's amazing is, with that light and that lamp, and just having people come up and tell them what it was, I have orders for 5 lights.
Wow.
Okay? Now, the reason I'm saying this is, guys, get this in the hands. And I only left it last weekend for the person. I gave it to someone at the event, so I'm going to get it back Monday. I'm only leaving it. I left it for one day for somebody else last week, and she came up, and she didn't think she could tell a lot, but she noticed the light was so much better. While we're standing there, she puts a sheet under it, and she can read it without her glasses. She goes and gets her mother. Her mother says, I want 3 of them for them. I want my 2 daughters and myself.
Oh, jeez.
So my point is, this is one of the easiest, because everybody works in a office, in a cubicle, in fluorescent lighting, artificial lighting. All you have to do is say, do you get fatigued working at your computer all day long? And then tell them to Google full spectrum lighting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how easy this light is to share.
Bob, you bring up a valid point there. Just by Googling full spectrum lighting, people can educate themselves real quick. 99% of the public out there is not familiar with the technology, but again, going back to something I said way early in the call, is that technology is about change. And there's so many incredible advancements out there that if we're not, like some of our callers, Pat in Phoenix, if we don't have the sun, and I know Virginia is similar to where we're at here in Portland, you're not near as wet as we are, but there's a lot of gloomy days in the wintertime.
Well, the other thing, I just wanted to say about that I had at least 3 or 4 people come up and say, you know, they have SAD, and they're very interested in this.
And what is SAD?
The seasonal affective disorder, where when it gets darker, they have mood changes, and that's one of the things online or on the Internet that this is most noted for, at least that I see. So there's some, and people that came up that said, oh, gosh, just starting next week, I'll see a difference. And I had no idea that many people were affected.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more sunshine than you, so I was surprised.
Well, Barb, and just for so you guys know, Barb is one of our platinums in Richmond, Virginia, and she's going to be on the call in a couple weeks. We just haven't got our wires connected to get that scheduled.